Dr. Sabir taking office note on patient Brenda Okereke, BRENDA OKEREKE. Date of birth is 12/21/1953. Date of service 7/9/2025. Per paragraph, the patient is 71-year-old African American female who is referred to see me for elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypertension, next history of gout, next hyperlipidemia, next fluid retention, next GERD, next diabetic neuropathy, next history of PE in the past, next history of CVA times 2 in the past. Peer paragraph, past surgical history includes left foot fracture repair. Peer paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to penicillin. Peer paragraph, social history, patient lives with alone. She has 2 children, one of her sons died from complications of chronic kidney disease. Denies any smoking or alcohol use or drug use. She used to be a certified nurse assistant. Peer paragraph, family history, unknown father health history, mother history of hypertension, diabetes, type 2, Alzheimer's, and chronic kidney disease. Review of systems, disease, no headache. She has good vision. She does report chest pain at rest for around 30 seconds each session. She does have dyspnea on exertion with occasional wheezing. She does report chronic nausea and vomiting on and off, especially postprandial. No abdominal pain, no constipation. She does have diarrhea on and off, loose to watery. Nocturia up to 10 times at night. No straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. Denies any urinary incontinence. Denies leg swelling is positive. She does report burning feet and hands and tip of fingers. Pure paragraph. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she did not get any COVID shots. Pure paragraph. Kind of medications. Include the following. Allopurinol, albuterol, HFA, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, docusate, furosemide, gabapentin, glipizide, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, Jardiance, lisinopril, metoprolol, ondansetron, pantoprazole, sodium bicarbonate. Per paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, the GNT, pupils don't react to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular veins distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Per paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm, normal swellness too, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary, rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigation available to me show the following. Sodium 140, potassium 5.2, total CO2 22. BUN27 creatinine 1.2 estimated GFR is 48 milliliter per minute. Per paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, obesity. We are going to do a food renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Next diagnosis, diabetes type 2, apparently controlled for by Dr. Jafari. Next history of gout, continue allopurinol. Next hyperlipidemia. Next fluid retention, continue current diuretics and monitor. Next GERD, next diabetic neuropathy. Next possible gastroparesis with her symptomatology may benefit from metoclopramide. Next history of PE in the past, no chart available for that history. Next history of TIA and CVA in the past, high risk for cardiovascular disease. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and keep you updated on her progress. Period paragraph. End of report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Jafari, Jafari.